One of the most difficult things that all of us face are the emotions that happen within us. Emotions, just to clarify what I mean by this, is that we encounter different thoughts, different feelings during the course of the day, and sometimes our minds will gravitate, attach to these. So, for example, one of the most difficult emotions of them all, anger. Is there any one of us that doesn't get angry at some point? And if there is someone that does not get angry at all, you're a very special person. Because even sitting, as I sit in the monasteries and I meet monks on every so often in the different monasteries that I go to watch, listen, and learn, it's very interesting for me to meet them. And I love how people that are not accustomed to meeting these people, they ask us this, well, you never get angry, don't you? And they laugh because they said, of course we get angry. We're human beings. We're prone to get angry. When an emotion such as anger happens, the difficulty, it's not the difficulty of getting angry. This is a natural thing, and it's something that is probably always going to happen within our lives. The difficult thing is, do we attach the anger, hold it, and we have difficulty releasing the anger from us? Or can we let it go? We're going to explore how to look at any negative emotions that come within us and to learn techniques on how to just let this go. The first, and I think the biggest part of the battle in terms of understanding the concept of what to do with our difficult emotions, is simply recognizing the emotion. And on that note, why don't we close our eyes, and I will talk to you a little bit more, and then we'll segue right into the meditation. Let your hands rest gently on your body, on your thighs, or on your knees, the body in a very proud, upright posture, the back in a very proud, upright posture, with the shoulders resting in their lowest position, head centered, chin slightly down, and let the eyes rest, let them close. Bring your full attention to my voice and listen to what I am about to talk to you about. You will find that this has great meaning, great value to you, and you will be able to benefit from what we're about to do if you will give me your full attention. Think about any moments when we are prone to difficult emotions. Anger is one of the most difficult emotions, and it happens so easily, can happen so quickly. And for some of us, it is so difficult to release it. To release attachment to it, we can stay attached to that feeling that accompanies the anger for a long period of time, for hours on end, even to the following days. Some people even carry anger for a lifetime, and it morphs into something that they don't even understand anymore. Half of the battle in dealing with our anger is simply recognizing it. Start to think about the events of the day, maybe something that's happened recently. Think about any experiences you've had where you've had moments of anger. When this has happened, where do you feel it? Where do you feel the anger within you? Notice in this moment, explore your body, explore your mind. Do we feel the anger in the pit of the stomach? Do we feel it in the chest? Do we notice it in the heartbeat? Do we notice it in the shoulders? Do we notice it within the mind? can we notice how it affects the breath, how it affects the heartbeat? If you can become aware of how anger affects you, you can take steps to eliminate the anger. And this meditation is not left alone to anger. It is simply one of the negative emotions that I'm utilizing to help us to understand how to deal with difficult emotions. The same can be true of deep sorrow, sadness, feelings of inadequacy. When we do a project, we do a piece of work, and we don't feel that we've done it to our very best, and we're so hard on ourselves. Simply recognizing these feelings, these emotions, is half the battle. Because once we can notice the emotions and how it affects us, we can release the attachment to it and bring ourselves into a very calm, quiet, still state, a state where our heartbeat is regulated, it's nice and steady, our breathing returns to normal, we don't feel that tightness in our chest, within our bodies. We're going to explore these emotions and how to deal with them, and how to deal with the effects on the body. So let's first make sure that the body is comfortable, free of any tension in this moment. It's possible simply by hearing all these things I've said, it may have brought tension to your body. But let us bring the body into a receptive mode so we can explore. Bring your attention all the way down to the lowest point in your body, down to the toes, and gently wiggle them. We want to bring that sensation within our body very slowly up the body. Examine each and every part of the body. And as you do, make whatever adjustments are necessary to release and relieve any elements of discomfort. Can you notice any tightness within the body, in any parts of the body? If you can, go to that part of the body, adjust it. Let the body feel comfortable, relaxed. Slowly bring your attention from the feet up the legs. Examine your calves and shins, knees, thighs, all the way up to the hips, making small adjustments along the way. Bring your attention to the arms, biceps, forearms, wrists, hands, all the way down to the fingertips. As a reminder, you want to feel a very light touch in the fingertips. It is a telltale indicator that when we sit in meditation, if you notice the hands grabbing the thighs or knees, laying very heavily, we want to make an adjustment. Just lift up your hands away from the body and then gently place them back down. Now bring your attention to the back, lower back, mid back, and upper back. Make sure there's no tightness within the back. You can adjust your back in any way necessary to bring relief to it. Bring your attention to the shoulders. Very gently lift up the shoulders. Lift them up as high as they will go comfortably. Feel your back extending. Feel the spine stretching. When the shoulders have gone up as high as they can go, and stop, and then just let the shoulders drop. Examine the jaw, make sure there's no tightness within the jaw. Examine the face, Look for any elements of discomfort in the face, any tightness. And if you notice it, bring your thoughts to that part of the body and tell that part of the body to release, to let go. Now bring your thoughts to your intention. May I notice difficult emotions when they come to me. May I be free of my anger. And bring your attention to the breath and gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out. Start to notice the flow of the breath in a circular pattern, breathing in, breathing out. With each out breath, releasing, letting go of any tension, any tightness, any discomfort within the body, bringing stillness, calm, peacefulness to the mind. And if you find yourself, when you do these meditations, if you find yourself becoming sleepy, first of all, know that that's okay. When we start to get into a meditative state, we can become very sleepy because we become very relaxed. But to prevent ourselves from sleeping, if you find yourself falling asleep, make sure that you check your posture, bring yourself upright, breathe in a little bit deeper. This will help you to stay fully engaged. Together now, let us explore some of the different emotions that we encounter during the course of our days. As I started to talk about anger, why don't we stay with anger for right now and think about how anger affects the body. Think about a recent event, maybe even something this morning that triggered anger within you. Some of us may even be waking up and already have for some reason some anger within us. We may not be sure why, but let us explore. When you feel anger, where do you feel it within your body? Can you remember, can you notice where you feel it within your body? Examine the stomach, examine the heartbeat. Examine the breath, examine the body. With anger, sometimes we can create a tension, a great deal of tightness within our body. As you notice where anger is held within your body, bring your full attention to it and think of it like a muscle that can be relaxed. Now, as you bring your attention to that part of the body where you feel it, with an in-breath, imagine taking the energy away from that part of the body. And with the out-breath, releasing it, releasing the negative energy, bringing that part of the body into stillness, into calm, into ease. And even if you don't notice it within any part of your body, We can notice it as a thought, a concept. And we can see it. And still, working with the breath, help to remove it, to bring it into a sense of calm. One of the most important teachings we can learn about negative elements within our body and within our mind is that they truly serve no purpose. Yet many of us stay attached to them. Recognize in this moment that any negativities, any negative emotions that you deal with serves no purpose, no positive purpose. It may have had one point, but after a while, it no longer serves any positive purpose, and you want to release this. As we bring that focus to that part of the body where anger or any negative emotion, it exists, you can notice just letting go of it, releasing it. As we let go of it, we can start to notice a gentleness, a calmness, an ease that comes into the body. We can notice a lightness, a peacefulness that starts to come to the mind. And if we're truly receptive to this action to take, we may even notice a sense of joy and happiness releasing any negative emotion. It brings us back to our natural state of mind. Very joyful, very peaceful state. Stay here just for a moment or two, releasing any negative emotions that may exist within you. You may even encounter an experience that you've had recently that brought some type of negative emotion. And as you reconnect with that experience, you remember it. We now know how to bring a focus to how it affects us and how to release it, how to let it go. Whenever you encounter any of these difficult emotions, we can also add to the breath the simple words. With each out-breath, letting go. Letting go. We focused so far primarily on the negative emotion of anger, but what about the negative emotion of sadness? Sometimes we can be overwhelmed with sadness for whatever reason. When sadness is at its pinnacle, at its height, we can sometimes really feel this within our heart. And sadness, once again, just like anger, it's a natural occurring emotion. But we can make peace with it, so we're not overwhelmed by it. just like we did with anger, think about moments of sadness, how it affects you. Where do you feel it? It's very much like anger. We can feel it in similar parts of our body, but sometimes we really feel it within our heart. To counteract sadness, it's a little bit different. We want to breathe in a sense of kindness, to be very kind to us. Imagine each in-breath as a very positive energy, a supportive energy. Now, the way that we can make peace with this difficult emotion and with each out-breath, we can feel the sadness leaving us. As a continuation of one of the last classes we did one on loving kindness. As you breathe in loving kindness to yourself. Notice any thoughts within your mind now. Notice any positive elements. Notice the absence of any negative elements. You now have the tools to deal with negative emotions. Not only should they be practiced when we encounter them, but at other times too. We remember to be fully present at any time, in any given moment, when we're dealing with these difficult emotions, and notice how it affects our body, how it affects our mind. We notice it. And we notice that it has no value to us. We turn to the breath. We utilize the breath to help bring us fully present and to release all the negativity associated with that emotion. And last but not least, to fully counteract the effect. Whatever negative emotion it is, we bring the opposite to us. If we're consumed with anger, we bring to our minds joy, happiness. When we deal with sadness, we bring once again happiness and joy. Let's take a nice deep cleansing breath now. Breathe in. And breathe out. Bring your attention down to the feet. Gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to your hands. Gently wiggle the fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally sight. And slowly open your eyes and become fully present.